the legs. And maybe the arm throws the ball, but that's about the legs. You're not a pitcher.
Yeah, you've got to have your legs in real good shape. And when you're used to running every day and have them build up, and then if you stop for a period of 3 or 4 weeks, it's a case of not only a case of starting all over again, then you have to get your arm strength back too.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a period of time, I wasn't throwing at all. I didn't really start throwing until after we broke camp and started north. And I think I pitched about 3 innings in Memphis on the way back north. And outside of that, I hadn't pitched. I think I turned my ankle it had to be probably late March. Not even late March, probably around the 18th, 20th of March.
Did you get it back when you went down?
I pitched fairly good at Omaha. I don't know what my record was at Omaha, but I had some good ball games after I went down in 55, and then by 56 I came back, and I had a real good year at Omaha in 56. I started with the Cardinals. In fact, I went to winter ball, and I had a good winter. And came back, went to Cuba, and I came back and made the club. I wasn't expected to make the club in 56, but I made the club in spring training and stayed a month, but I didn't get to pitch much. And I was like the last man on the staff. So when cutdown day came, I got sent to Omaha, but I was 13-8 at Omaha with a 288 earned run average for the rest of that year.
How did you get to the Giants?
Well, that was in a trade. I was part of that huge trade that the Cardinals had. The Cardinals and Giants had like a 15-player trade. And I was one of the players.
Oh, Whitey Lockman was in that.
And Alvin Dark and Red Shandies.
Yeah.
Jackie Brandt.
Big, big trade, yeah.
Yeah. I was part of that trade, and I went over from the Cardinals to the Giants, and I was just transferred from Omaha to the New York Giant roster.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were with the Giants briefly their last year in New York.
Yeah, I started the season with New York in the bullpen and stayed there till cutdown day again, and then I went to Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. And then Phoenix in 58. Well, would you go back, 30 plus years and do this all again?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's the only thing I wanted to do when I was a kid in service. Oh, yeah, sure, I'd do it.
Good. Good. Well, Gordon, that about does it. Thank you. Do you want to see a copy of this before I send it to the magazine?
No, I'd like to see a copy after the magazine comes out.
Well,
or send me 2 or 3 copies.
Sure. How many would you like? We'll send you whatever you want.
Well, if you could you send me about a half dozen copies?
Sure.
Give one to my kids and a couple.
Okay. It's usually 4 to 6 months, sometimes less, sometimes more, from the time I submit it until it's printed. So I would suspect now we're mid-June. It's probably going to be sometime over the winter, possibly as late as spring. But there is a tremendous lag phase from the time they get it to the time they decide to get it in print. And are you sure you don't want to see it before I send it in? I always want to ask that because you said absolutely nothing that would offend anybody. But it's just if you want to make sure I'm not going to misquote you or something.
Well. I certainly don't think there's anything that I said that I would take back, and I don't think you could have taken anything I said out of context. So
that would be real hard. What is your watchdog watching back there?
Well, we got a little poodle, and we got a painter here that's doing some painting, and he keeps barking when the painter comes out and barks at him. But he's just a little puppy poodle, and he thinks he's guarding the house.
Well, don't tell him otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay, Gordon, thank you very much. I really do appreciate your time. And we will get you 6 copies as soon as they publish it.
Okay, Brad.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Tuesday, 9:05 p.m.